producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello, Jenny and Dougie and Kenny.
Hello.
Kenny. Rich is on the West Coast this week.
It's a bummer. Our producer, Kara, she can't be given an E. Carrie. It works for Kenny, Dougie, Jenny. It doesn't work for Kara.
Oh, maybe we can turn it around.
Man.
But maybe not. She may not like it, and then she'll take another swipe at me.
That's true. And we're afraid. We're a little afraid.
All right, so we have the debate to discuss. I suppose I'm looking at some of the analysis. We have analysis paralysis in this country. Every news media person thinks they have to take it all apart. I have 14 different sources of news in my feed here as I prepare to go on the air in the morning, and I look around and see all of these arrogant so-and-sos. I wanted to see someone at least take up the discussion that came, and I think it was Cruz, who said something about when they were talking about immigration, Jeb Bush falls flat on his face, and most everybody took him to task for that.
You know, 4 years ago, people would have loved Jeb Bush, but now we're just sick of that cushy immigration stuff, you know?
Right, exactly. So anyway, he kind of has to do it because of his wife. His wife is Cuban, isn't she? She's Cuban. And his sons and daughter, they've taken up the cause for a lot of the immigration circumstances. What I thought Trump said about Eisenhower when he went on his I Like Ike routine, and Ike sent 1.5 million immigrants away. They came back, and they sent them away again. They sent them away. And then I think the third or fourth time, they sent them away and sent them farther away, and they didn't come back. And this was nice Ike. Ike was great. First president I remember. I thought he was extraordinary in many different ways. So it was interesting that people weren't carrying the mantle of Reagan, but Eisenhower. And I think that's, frankly, of more value. Maybe fewer people remember. Jennifer, your age and under and maybe a little older. Kenny, you don't remember Eisenhower because you weren't alive when he was president. But nope. He really was. There was an era there.
Mm-hmm. I studied him in journalism.
Well, Harry Truman, say what you will about him, was an extraordinarily good, very effective president. Eisenhower was. Kennedy was in his short time. And then it fell apart. The advent of the pooper state when it came to president started with LBJ, who was horrible. Nixon was a horrible human being, did some good things. But the more you learn about him, the more he was like a cretin when his attitude toward people of color and people of different religions and it was just that the taping system did him in many ways.
Feel like with LBJ, the attitude became, we don't even care that we're lying to the American people anymore?
Yeah, it was. That's right. He was a liar, liar, pants on fire. There was very little that he ever said, starting with the investigation into how John F. Kennedy was killed. They all knew what happened, but he didn't want the American people to know for whatever the reason. He said, if the American people really knew, they'd want us to go to war with Russia. Well, you know what, it wasn't really the Russians anyway, but the way that he lost all credibility, and the office began to lose credibility and continually lost credibility. It may be after, certainly with Nixon, the office had little credibility. And then
it started, I think, modern history, though. The death of Kennedy is what started the slow trickle of the distrust of the government, which has now imploded.
Yeah.
And the government also feeling like they have to
protect
that.
Because they knew he was a liar. They knew Johnson was lying.
Right.
The commission was a lie, a complete lie.
A slow trickle for the people to realize the government is lying to us, which has now come to fruition.
Yeah.
And the government realizing that they could lie to us
and get away with
the truth around. Now, maybe before it happened, but it just seems like that's the starting point of all of this mess.
Well, and then you see all the people who accuse Hillary Clinton of being a liar, like she was the only one who didn't tell the truth.
Right.
This whole game is nothing but a game of cards and one-upsmanship and who can tell a better fib. I mean, what's more of a fib than help and change or hope and
hope
change?
Hope and change.
What is it? What's more of a fib than that?
Well, I hope that I have some change left when he's done.
Yeah, all right. What's in your wallet? What's in your pocketbook?
Not a lie.
Anyway, so we're somewhat meandering in and out of the debate and some of the issues last night. Rand Paul, I don't know if I want to, the tax credits and the policy of taxes and stuff, just get rid of the IRS. That's it. End of conversation.
You know, the thing that's encouraging is that most of those people on both of the stages last night were saying that very thing.
All right, so here's what I...
Whether they do it or not...
If Marco Rubio ever had a chance with me, it was gone last night when he started talking about how when the patronization to the military disgusts me. I want to puke when I listen to these four flushing phonies talk about how we have to have a strong America. Of course we have to have a strong America. And of course our military has to be the best in the world. And of course we need to be not only protecting ourselves, but be able to do what we need to be able to do on a moment's notice. That doesn't mean we have to waste billions, hundreds of billions of dollars doing it. And not one of those phonies last night. They're all talking, oh, we have to have more defense spending. You just, I have the blood rushes into my head so fast when I hear that. The Government Accounting Office, and none of them will talk, I would love to ask one question, and that question would be, what are you going to do about the Government Accounting Office report that says we can have the same military might for $460 billion instead of $700 billion if you phonies would deal with the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and the abuse? And then I want him to ask, because it's Veterans Day, how is it that all the military contractors, how is it that all the military industrial complex players get paid on time and we don't have enough money to pay for the veterans getting service? And then Obama's got this bill that he's introduced to have them take advantage of the system that exists, which he created, which is a nightmare in itself. I mean, do you understand the hypocrisy in that? They're going to make the military bigger and stronger. They've got a plane they're developing last week that they don't even, that'll never fly. And they know it'll never fly. So these guys, all right, let's listen to Marco Rubio and Rand Paul sparring over the proposal for military spending. That's 1107, Kara.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit USPS.com/pickup.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade.
So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price?
Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
All right. A little cup of coffee, a little beer, and now we're back to the action here on the Good Day program, 17 after the hour. So I think I was talking about Mario Rubio. There I am again. Marco Rubio and Rand Paul, the discussion about military spending. And I did such a wonderful emotional job of setting it up. And then Kara just was busy doing something else and hit the wrong button. It's okay. We can now go to the discussion back and forth, listening to that phony Rubio talk about how we have to. There's no, not any. It's like they're saying, the sky's the limit. Spend as much as you want. We need it. Bunkum. Listen to this.
I know that Rand is a committed isolationist. I'm not. I believe the world is a stronger and a better place when the United States is the strongest military power in the world.
Marco, how is it conservative? How is it conservative to add $1 trillion expenditure for the federal government that you're not paying for? How is it conservative? How is it conservative to add $1 trillion in military expenditures? You cannot be a conservative if you're going to keep promoting new programs that you're not going to pay for.
I may respond. We can't even have an economy if we're not safe. There are radical jihadists in the Middle East beheading people and crucifying Christians. A radical Shia cleric in Iran trying to get a nuclear
playing on that.
The Chinese taking
phony.
Over the South China Sea.
What a big phony.
Yes, I believe the world is safer.
What did you say, Kenny?
I don't believe. I know.
Pandering. Yeah, to the military and the Christians. Same sentence. give me a break. Man. Okay. Let's see here. Let's get Ted Cruz and the agencies.
Nice to Ted.
This is kind of fun. Go ahead, listen to this.
$500 billion in specific cuts. Five major agencies that I would eliminate. The IRS, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Energy, the Department of Commerce, and HUD.
He's going to get rid of that one twice.
You know, we're so bad.
And twice as bad as everybody else.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, let's see here. Trump was sort of a universalist last night in that he said several times, no matter what happens, the Republicans' approach to it is better than the Democrats. Here's an example of that.
We are a country of laws. We all have a different tax plan. Some I don't totally agree with. One thing we understand, each one of those tax plans is better than the mess that we have right now.
Right? Don't you give him kudos for that?
I
Yay!
Do, because that's how you're supposed to debate. That's why, you know, I'm no Chris Christie fan, but that's the one thing he does better than all the other candidates, and that's that he remembers that the person that they're going after is Hillary Clinton and the Democrats and not each other. And that's what you have to do. You have to, you know, put yourself in the
all
general
right.
election.
Play 11-13, Kara. Chris Christie.
The Chinese don't take us seriously, and why should they? Why should they? They hacked into the American government's personnel file and took millions of records and cyber warfare against this country. I'm one of the victims of that hack. They took my social security number, my fingerprints as a former United States attorney that was on file in there. And what has this president done? Not one thing. Let me be really clear about what I would do. If the Chinese commit cyber warfare against us, they are going to see cyber warfare like they have never seen before. And that is a closed society in China, where they're hiding information from their own people. The information we take, we'll make sure all the Chinese people see it. That'll have some real fun in Beijing when we start showing them how they're spending their money in China.
All right.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere, but that made sense. He doesn't even have a shot at being a vice president.
No, but he's actually doing better than I thought.
He's making some interesting comments.
Yeah.
21 after on Good Day.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. 3 days of living.
Three.
We're on our game again on the Good Day program. 23 and change after the hour. Time for our daily My Three Songs contest. Yes, un, deux, trois. What is it in Spanish? Uno, dos, tres.
Dos, tres, yes.
Right? English. I'm trying to get immigration on the front burner, Jennifer.
Yeah, we're English only here.
Yeah, we are. Okay, all right. So here we go. Three songs
Hello
in English.
All.
Wouldn't that be interesting? We could do a Spanish thing like...
Hello. We could, but here's a little wrinkle. None of us speak fluent Spanish.
It would make it more
even Richie, who thinks he does, he really doesn't. Yeah, he like knows how to talk to like his wife.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I didn't do it, I think, is what he knows how to say.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
Please love me. Okay, so 888-302-3684. Operators are standing by, or one operator is standing by, Kara, sitting by, to help you figure out what the connection is with these three songs. So if you listen to the songs carefully, the artists singing them are not necessarily the original artists. Let me leave it at that. Is that too big of a help, Kenny, or not?
That's okay.
Okay. All right. First song, Pink Cadillac by Natalie Cole.
You may think I'm fooling.
Number one on this date, 1988. Big dance song, I think, Jen Jen, right?
Oh, yeah.
11 countries saw this on their charts. It was Natalie's first chart-topping hit in over a decade since I've Got Love on My Mind, which was 1977. So Pink Cadillac, Natalie Cole, first song in our threesome. Second one is by the Pointer Sisters. It's Fire. It's a big hit from the early, early in the year 1979. It was around the same time as Do You Think I'm Sexy. Remember that song, Jen Jen?
Oh, I sure do. Mm-hmm.
This and Slow Hand were the Pointer Sisters' biggest hits. Also their first gold single. They had 11 more big hits after this one. They did fantastically well. I'd like to see them in concert, actually. So, Fire. Crank it up, Kara.
Romeo and Juliet.
Fire by the Pointer Sisters. First song, Pink Cadillac by Natalie Cole. Last song, Light of Day by the Bar Busters. Joan Jett, Michael J. Fox.
In my pocket and I want you right here.
movie Light of Day, 1987. Big hit from the pop charts, rock charts. Song became a staple in Joan Jett concerts. All right, so let's see if we can figure this out. We're concerned not necessarily about who sang it first, but where it came from. Is that good, Kenny? Is that safe? Where did these songs come from? 888-302-3684. Let's see. I'm not a big fan of this one, for whatever the reason. I think Joan Jett has had some interesting songs in her career. But my favorite of these three is the Pointer Sisters' Fire. If you want to play that underneath as we have our conversations with the callers, Carol, that'd be swell. Maybe we just have to have one conversation with one listener. Steve's listening to WTTB, Jim Davisland in Vero Beach. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, good morning.
How do you do, sir?
Pretty good.
That's good. All right, so what do you remember about the connection between these three songs?
I think they're all Bruce Springsteen.
They are, in fact. Yes, they are. They're all songs by Bruce Springsteen. Kenny, what gave you the idea to come up with this?
I heard Pink Cadillac on the radio yesterday.
And you thought, oh, wait a minute.
There are a bunch of Springsteen songs by other people.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Steve, you've won the day here. What are you doing? Are you on your way to work? What's happening in Vero Beach for you?
Actually, I have the day off as a federal employee, so it's Veterans Day. So I'm going to the grocery store. Right now.
We need you, but we don't need most of the other federal employees, but I think we do need you. All right, have a good time at the grocery store. Hold on a second.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's Pet Show Tip of the Day. So can dogs and cats get stressed out? The answer is a resounding yes. Let's face it, they live with you and they live with me. But you know, stress is no different for our pets than it is for people. One of the best ways to alleviate stress is by exercise, and one of the biggest problems we have with our pets nowadays is they're not getting enough of it. An exercise program is extremely important in assisting your pet in dealing with stress. Exercise is a known stress reducer. As with human beings, pets may fare remarkably better with exercise if it's included in their daily routine, particularly when done an hour or two before you leave the house. Remember, a tired pet is more likely to sleep and less likely to be destructive. Exercise is really critical. It gets that mind working. It gets that body working. As a behaviorist, the majority of problems I see can really be made better or at least brought under control with a little bit more mental stimulation and a whole lot more exercise. That's what it's all about. Tired dog sleep. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. It used to know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go.
Stephen, good day program 33 after the hour now. As we continue to peruse what's going on, we being Jennifer Horn, who is here with me, star of the day, star of the week, star of the year, star of this program. Also, Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Some good news today from the business world, the U.S. toy industry, which for years, as you know, has been languishing at the expense first of the Japanese and then the Chinese. Now,
the Indian chiefs.
The Indian chiefs also are big into this. The industry is staging a comeback this year, expected to have its strongest year in at least 10 to 12 years after several years of children choosing video games and mobile apps over Barbie and stuffed bears, that sort of thing. So it'd be, you know, we should try to do. I haven't had the teddy bear outfit in Vermont on. Are they still in business? They must still be in business, aren't they? I haven't heard commercials for them for a while. From anyway, used to advertise on Christmas and Valentine's Day, Mother's Day. I remember doing a lot of commercials over the years for them. We got to find out what the heck's going on with them. But then, anyway, the point here is that we have industries that are coming back, much the same as a lot of the candidates are saying, yeah, we got to get American business back again. A lot of companies that have gone offshore, you know, have come back to having things made in America. I thought somebody, and I don't remember which one, made the point last night, the debate began with the discussion of minimum wage and how unrealistic it is, at least from the point of view of most of the people that are up on stage. And I don't, was it Carson who brought out the point that, I think it was Trump, but whoever said it, what I remember is what they said, I remember who said it, which can go for a lot of what came out last night, actually. I don't remember who said it, but there were good points that were made. But this one about how we compete, you can't compete with the rest of the world if you're going to pay $15 an hour to people. It just isn't realistic.
Right.
It may be great, and the protesters outside the hall all had good intentions, but they're unrealistic. They don't understand international politics. They don't understand international business. They don't understand international relations. We pay more here than pretty much everybody else. And if you look at the fate, business-wise, of some of the people in Europe, some of the countries, Spain and France are good examples, where they pay outrageous wages and people don't have to work as hard. They aren't real competitors on the international stage.
And trust me when I tell you this, if we raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, U.S. jobs will be lost and they will be replaced by automated
robots.
Things, whether that's a robot.
And they brought that up last night,
equipment.
Too.
It'll happen. I mean, corporations are not going to lose the money. I know people think that corporations are supposed to just hand out extra because they have it. They're not going to do that.
It's not their job.
They're either,
if
they pay us more money, they're going to charge the consumers more money and they're going to cut jobs.
And that slows down the economy. It doesn't make it go. And several of them said, well, we may be heading into a recession again after the election next year because this year things will be great. The numbers will be good because the politicians want to get elected or reelected. So they'll make sure the economy works. However, that's why the insurance, interest rates aren't going to go up until after the election next year. Because they want to keep things where they are. The housing market.
And Donald Trump was right saying that that is a political body. And
of course it is.
The Fed is political, for sure.
So I know where I am. Both of the places where I own real estate, the East Coast and the West Coast, California, Massachusetts, the value of the land and of the real estate in general has gone up immensely in the past year. I was looking yesterday, my friend who's in the real estate business in Santa Monica, he's in Los Angeles County, sent me a chart of the values and how they've gone up. Beverly Hills, for example, not that this is the average, but it is sort of in Los Angeles County, the best stuff as you go toward the beach. The Beverly Hills, average price of a home in Beverly Hills is $6 million.
Jeez.
And the values have gone up 40% in the last year. So that's the money that's now being accrued, the one percenters, if you will, all of the people who want to throw. I love how some of these guys, especially Obama, wait until he gets out of office and see how much money he makes. You wait and see. Or if Hillary goes off on, see, I don't think she talks about this very much because she doesn't have any credibility here. If she talks about, although I think she has said this, correct me if I'm wrong, Kenny, the idea of taxing the rich and we got to do this for the poor and yada, yada. I think she's on tenuous ground there because somebody's going to take it. Certainly whoever she runs against, if she takes that position, whoever she's running against will take her apart because of the money the Clintons have made since Bill Clinton got out of office. So, and since she got out of the Secretary of State, she's charging. He has gotten as much as $300,000 for a speech, and she gets $125 for speeches. So, why isn't there parity there? She doesn't get as much to say as her husband does. There's a sexist deal. How come Mrs. Clinton doesn't get paid as much as her husband does?
I know,
right? Maybe that's what she's aiming for. So when she becomes president, then after she gets out, she'll be able to charge more.
She'll be able to upper speaking.
Right. Speaking of presidents, Jimmy Carter is in the news today, and there's good medical news. His cancer is responding well to treatment, and there's no evidence of any new tumors, his spokesperson said. I should ask Ron Hoffman, who's going to join us in a few moments, Dr. Ron Hoffman, about that.
Dr. Ron's not coming.
He's off today.
Oh, he is? Oh, that's right, too.
How quickly we forget.
What is it? Because it's Veterans Day or there's something else going on?
He's traveling or something today, isn't he?
Right. Yeah, I think he is. Okay. That means Jennifer gets to do the TV report. That's cool.
Finally.
All right. What do you mean finally? Did it yesterday.
I know, but I never get to do it on Wednesdays.
All right. Well, now you will. Okay. So here's another thing. This is, I said to Kenny a few minutes ago. Did you think when you put the video of the day in the box at DougStephan.com that I would go off on a rant?
I thought there was that possibility.
Okay. Well, so I'll make your possibility and your
dream. That's not why I picked it.
Come true. No, I understand. But
it's super cute, by the way.
Well, it is, but it
is. It is. Oh, no, it is.
The video of the day that we're talking about is from a YouTuber named Jonathan. He says that his family recently watched the first trilogy of Star Wars movies, and his two-year-old particularly enjoyed it, especially the music. In fact, Kara, play a little of the audio. This young girl enjoyed it so much. they could hear her singing the Imperial March in her crib. All right. So that is cute.
So cute.
Smart. She's obviously very smart. Going to be the next Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart on the female side. So that's cool and it's cute. However, my attitude toward this is shaken and poignant. Hopefully you will find it that way. This is sort of one of those things like the football with me. The football, the essence of playing football, and how bad it is for you and how irresponsible you are as a parent. And I can be judgmental because I want to be. I wouldn't. I've told the story, not to be a hypocrite. My son played football, had 3 concussions. I took him out. Told me he couldn't play anymore, and that was it.
What was it about the third one that made you pull this plug? Why did you do it after the first one?
I don't know, because I didn't know then what I know now, Jennifer, and I wouldn't have ever let him play if I knew then what I know now. But remember, this is 20 years ago when he was in high school.
I think it was more than that.
No, it wasn't. He was 39. So it would have been 19. He was not. I was college. Okay, maybe 22. 23 years ago.
Anyhow.
So this two-year-old watching the Star Wars trilogy, please understand that the research is unequivocal. Is that the right word? Yeah, uncompromising, every single bit. I had this conversation with my daughter when I was there a couple of weeks ago because Miles is almost 11 months old now. And when he goes over to his stepmother's, not his stepmother's, his grandmother's house, Matthew's mother is still alive. She lives in California. And so she takes the baby every once in a while. So apparently the week before he had watched something on television and it was the first time he'd been exposed to it. And it went, you know, I don't know how it went, but it brought me around to talking to them about the research that they know about and they understand and they agree. This is a no-no for children under the age of 3. Maybe 2.5 you push it, but 2 is really pushing it. Because the neurons, all of the things that are electronic in your brain are not mature. They haven't developed to their fullest extent until your child is about 3 years old. So if you expose the child to all of the fast-moving images, whether it's a computer screen, an iPad, television screen, whatever it is, what the research shows is that you are basically creating in your child's head a mishmash of wiring. It's like, you know, here I have in my studio, Bob Kay, my general manager, was in the studio on Saturday trying to fix a couple of messes, a couple of problems. And he looks at the floor and he says, can we rewire all of this? I mean, we just have added wires on top of wires on top of wires. And there's wires everywhere and they're all tangled together and it's a mess. Well, that's what goes on in your brain before the age of 3 when you see all these images that you can't correspondingly connect to. You can't absorb them. So what happens to the images or to the electronic ballast of your brain is that they create this ADD, this attention deficit disorder, which becomes for some people a lifelong chronic problem. If you see somebody around, you all know, we talk about this all the time, how much of a problem ADD is, ADHD, all that stuff. It's because now, in this world that we live in, there's so much stimulation from all of this stuff that's all around us that if we are not discerning and we don't keep our children away from it, it makes a mess of their brain. And I think you can kind of figure out, follow along, and understand the concept here. So I know I got off on a toot. And sometimes I do, but when it comes to...
I think maybe you had too much stimulation today.
Why? Why have I had too much
stimulation? Because you're on a toot.
Well, I am, but I think this is important. Even though it's cute to listen to her sing the Imperial March.
I know, and I agree with you. And I think most parents now are very careful not to let their kids watch. Yeah. It's amazing to me that a one-year-old can learn an iPhone better than we can, by the way.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, with that in mind, the television report up next, not for anybody under 3. So if your children are listening,
send them away.
Send them away. Jennifer's report next on Good Day.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with hardwood flooring deals that won't last. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
I'm Rich McFadden reporting for KillerApps.tv. The holidays are near, and anything tech can make a great gift. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with brands to give us a sneak peek. Mario, what are the three high-tech gifts that impressed you?
First up, a new category of TV called OLED. It has experts calling it the best TV ever. It's the LG Flat OLED 4K TV. It delivers incredible color and intense detail for the ultimate picture quality. Plus, it has LG's webOS smart TV platform. Then, check out the LG Gram laptop. At only 2.16 pounds, it's lighter than a MacBook Air, so you can take this anywhere. It's sleek yet durable and comes loaded with Windows 10, powerful Intel Core processor, HD picture quality, and built-in HDMI port. Plus, a great connected home starts with the Schlage Sense Smart deadbolt. It's keyless because it's Bluetooth-enabled. Designed to work with Apple HomeKit technology and Siri, you can control access codes and check Lux status anywhere. Your phone now becomes your door key.
What about educational toys?
Parents, take back your tech and give kids ages 3 to 9 the safest Android-based tablet, the LeapFrog Epic. Kids are safe to go online because it has parental controls built in, and the home screen makes it fun and easy to access LeapFrog's library of content.
How about a unique personal gift?
Ancestry DNA. It's a service that combines the latest genetic testing with the largest online family history resource. The easy-to-use test predicts your ethnic origins, and with over 1 million people having taken it, you may find relatives you never knew you had.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Television time now on Good Day, 47 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and the TV report. Al Roker is traveling around the country trying to break the Guinness Book of Records as to how many states a broadcaster visits in 1 week. Do you think he's going to make it or not, Jennifer?
Oh, I think he will. Al Roker has done many records before. I mean, he's pretty good. He's got a lot of stamina, doesn't
he? I think he's quite good.
I think he's a likable guy.
Yeah.
He looks a little thin, though. Some people, when they've been heavy, when they lose a lot of weight, they just look weird.
Yeah.
Like, I want him to be a little chunkier now. All right. Here we go. Lady Gaga and Celine Dion have been added to the list of performers singing to honor the great Frank Sinatra. Next month, they join Zac Brown and Harry Connick Jr. at what will be called Sinatra 100, an all-star Grammy concert that'll take place December 2nd in Las Vegas. It will air on TV on CBS as a two-hour special on December 6th.
I want to know what happened to Wendy Williams.
Okay, and also, by the way, as a side note, on CBS, they're going to announce the Grammy Award nominees on the December 7th. Okay. Yes, Wendy Williams has got some good news happening. She had her contract extended into 2022. Doesn't that sound so far away? The Wendy Williams Show, however, not been renewed just yet, although people expect it to be renewed because it gets solid ratings. It's scheduled to run through 2017. They'll probably continue it on for those next 7 years. If not, Wendy still has that contract. Now, bad news, if you are a fan of Sleepy Hollow and the show Bones, which there are a lot of fans.
Bones is a good show. Been around a long time.
Fox has decided to move Sleepy Hollow to Fridays, which is typically the kiss of death for TV shows, unless you're Blue Bloods on CBS, you just soar in Friday's spot.
Because it's such
a good show. You just watch it anyway. But Sleepy Hollow will go to Friday when it returns in the spring. Bones has been left without a scheduling spot at all, which, you know what? Let me do a little rant here.
Okay.
This show Bones, I don't watch it. But it's been on the air for 11 seasons.
Yeah.
That means it has a fan base. I will be totally ticked at Fox if they don't give it a proper send-off. I mean, you can knock the show off the end of the year, but don't just bench them. I mean, that's just really rude to the fans.
They could go to another network, though, because it's popular show.
Yeah, but the fans support it. It's just annoying. Now, great news, best news of the day, Mystery Science Theater 3000. Big cult favorite, very funny show. It's been acquired by Shout. factory.
Knock yourself out.
Which means that it could come back to TV. There's been even some crowdfunding going on to make this happen. And I'm excited. I love this show.
See you. Jennifer, yeah. Doug, Kenny, 51 after the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the theme from Warren Eckstein's Pet Show. Animal lovers love to listen to Warren, who broadcasts every weekend around the country. Great radio program, been on the air for a long, long time. I think you've been on the air as long as I have, haven't you? Have you been on the air?
29 years, Doug.
How much?
29 years.
Doing the syndicated show. Didn't you do radio or something before that? I thought you were doing some radio before that, too.
TV before that.
Oh, okay. Well, you've got a face. I'd like to be in pictures. He's got a face for TV. All right, so Warren, what did I called him the dog guy earlier. Making lovely references to you. But the first story in a moment has to do with that study on cats wanting to kill you. That's coming up here in a matter of moments on Good Day.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited-time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, Warren Eckstein here with us on the Good Day program. Last week, we were talking about this study that was done. Researchers supposedly compared the personalities of cats with wild cats and suggested that leopards, you know, bigger cats, that if your cat were bigger, you would be mealtime for the cat. And so apparently, with all these headlines, somebody really looked into the study and found out that that isn't what they found at all. Your cat doesn't want to kill you after all, Warren. I guess that's the good news here.
Yeah, I guess that's the bottom line. But if they did want to kill you, I can understand it. It's people like you, Doug, that talk about cats badly all the time. That if I was a cat, I might want to murder myself.
Or murder me. But I've changed.
Cats are so smart, though. You know, cats just get a really bad rap. I always believe when people say cats can't be trained, they're not as smart as dogs. I always tell people that cats are so smart, they convinced us that they can't be trained just so we leave them alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's follow that one step further. The story about pit bulls, pit bull apparently killed a boy on Long Island over the weekend, and so now comes forth all of the suspected stories about pit bulls and how bad they are. And I think I've told you that we're sharing I've never had a pit bull before, but Meredith has had several of them and likes them a lot. And that's what she chose. She wanted to have a new dog after Charlotte died. She wanted to have a dog, and she wanted to get one for me and her. Turned out we settled in on one dog, a female named Millie, who's a part pit bull and quite... coming from where she came from, understand her a bit of aggression, which is sort of being trained out of her. But it's all about who owns the dog, who trains the dog, what life is like for the dog, no matter what the breed. So I guess I wonder why it is that pit bulls have this constant haranguing from people.
Well, you know, it's very simple. And as a matter of fact, when it comes to pit bulls, I don't know if you know this, but I trained the original Tide from Buster Brown and Tide.
Yeah, you told me.
Tide was
that.
My
yeah.
dog.
Right, that was a pit bull.
And yeah, Tide was an American Staffordshire Terrier, one of those.
Staffordshire Terrier, that's what Millie is. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and a great dog. But in terms of pit bulls, here's the problem. Now, I've been investigating this for a lot of years. If you look at almost every case where a pit bull has attacked someone, it's the type of owner that lived with that dog. For example, the one on Long Island, the dog lived in squalor. It was unneutered. Looked like it had scars on it. But the bottom line is this. The average jerk, the criminal, the person that wants pit bull, very often is not the type of guy that's going to get a cocker spaniel. I had an argument with someone yesterday, and I said, what if I agree with you and we get rid of every pit bull that ever existed? These same people, these drug dealers and gangsters, will get Dobermans and German Shepherds and mixed breed dogs and Mastiffs and make them just as aggressive. It's all about socializing, exposure, and education. It has nothing to do with the breed. Blame the deed. Don't blame the breed.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Blame the deed. Don't blame the breed.
Yeah, because if a schnauzer bites someone, it's not headlines tomorrow.
Yeah, right, exactly. Israeli Minister of the Interior proposed sending stray dogs and cats to another country because they aren't being sterilized and they're worried about all the dogs and cats. What do you think about that idea?
Sterilize them. What's the big deal? Sterilize them all. Don't send them away. Just get them spayed and neutered.
Right. I mean, why is that such a big deal? A lot of them are being brought in, apparently, from other countries, unnamed countries in the Middle East.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.